I'm not ruling out hydrocephaly anymore. I was at the beginning because I bought into Lloyd, but I'm not going to rule that out. Now that I've looked at it, and, you know, I think what people do, and I'm one of those, as where I worked, I saw the freak hydrocephalics, okay, the ones with the big ballooned heads,
yep.
You know. But, you know, and you go to Google and you Google hydrocephalics, you see the freaks at the top. But go down two pages, and then you're going to see children that are hydrocephalic. They look like this. Okay? I can point out pictures, and I think I've got them on my website now, where this picture could explain this defect.
If it were a hydrocephalic, this would be bulged out,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But only one side would be bulged out, or the back would be bulged. It wouldn't be symmetrical like that is.
So a hydrocephalic skull is asymmetrical.
It's asymmetrical.
And this skull is symmetrical.
It's completely symmetrical. If that were a hydrocephalic, the bones would not be connected. There would be no skull.
What other explanation do you have for this skull?
I don't have one.